Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. You want to get in touch with us on the Hadid Carpet Clean Lister lines, you can at 800-636-1067. Of course, Jason was out sick yesterday. You'll enjoy this. Last night, after I finally get to bed, which was roughly around 11:45, fall asleep, and at about 12:15, our fire alarm starts going off.
Oh.
But not the full fire alarm.
Yeah.
The battery is low, and I don't know if yours is like this.
Chirping.
Did you have a hard time finding it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't even want to deal with it.
Oh, I never want to deal with it.
It was 12:15 at night, and the chirp is once every minute or so.
Yeah, but you don't want to deal with it, you have to.
Which room was it in?
You know what we did?
Was it in your bedroom?
It was in the bedroom.
Oh, I couldn't sleep.
And we just went upstairs and used one of the empty rooms.
I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, but you still didn't hear the faint...
Like, a little bit.
You definitely hear it.
I can hear it.
And
but
it's in your head. It's in your brain. You can't get past it.
I was so tired. It was 12:15 or 12:30. I just said, you know what? This is it. And then I put kind of the covers over my head.
Yeah, that's what it is right there.
It
is annoying.
I don't know how you can't sleep.
And you never have a backup 9-volt ready to go.
It's like being in a torture chamber. That's what that is.
Today I should go out and buy 59-volt batteries so the next time I hear that, I'm ready to rock.
I'll tell you what happened one time.
But I mean, would you do
in my house? Because in my bedroom, we have a really high ceiling.
Yeah.
Really high ceiling. And the alarm is on the very top of the wall.
Or it's going to get
louder. It's probably 25 feet in the air.
You can't even reach it?
No, I can't reach it. It's probably 25 feet in the air. In the middle of the night, I don't know, this happened a couple years ago. Had to go, middle of the night, 2 in the morning, went off. Had to go down to the garage and get that freaking ladder up.
Yep.
Drag the ladder up the stairs and set the ladder up to pull the battery out. At 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
It sucks.
Can't sleep when that happens.
No, it was awful, but I did manage to get my, you know, four and a half hours of sleep. I just didn't want to deal with it because I don't know if I had the battery, and I'm not going to Harris Teeter in the middle of the night.
Of course you're not.
I sleep in my skivvies. I don't have any clothes on. I'd have to get completely dressed, go get a battery, screw that, found another room. Plus, the other thing is every time I put in the new batteries, it doesn't just stop beeping. It'll keep beeping until you hit the reset.
Yeah, you have to press
the button.
And then
the reset would have that always ends up making a loud noise.
Sure.
Would have woken up the baby.
Spot loud.
So now just made the move upstairs.
If you find the one that's chirping, and I've had issues
finding. I know the one
finding,
that's chirping.
I know, but sometimes, like,
yes.
if sometimes you have multiple
I can't
levels,
find yes. it.
You can't find it. You're like, damn it, where is it?
You're searching the whole house.
You hear it, and then you wait. You have to wait
for the next one
to try to track it down.
You still can't identify it.
Yeah.
You got to listen for a half hour to
find
it.
So if you pull the 9-volt out and don't replace it,
yeah,
it should stop chirping, right?
That's what I've done before. I've taken them off.
Pull the battery.
It basically trashed them.
I mean, it's dicey.
Just pull the thing. Yank the thing off the wall.
Yeah, because then you're like,
deal with it later.
Yeah. I mean, most likely not going to have a fire tonight. I'll just pull the battery out for one night and put the 9-volt blinky
in tomorrow. What are the odds that you have a fire?
No, it's awful. Yeah, it's terrible.
It's a terrible thing.
It really is.
Now, I will be kind of Rick because now my wife has plenty of time to deal with this until I get home. But my guess is it won't
she's
be
not
dealt
gonna,
with.
Yeah, she's
well,
not going
to
do it.
That's a man's thing to deal with. Is
to put a battery in. I mean, anybody can do that.
It just is. You know what? I would never expect my wife to get on a ladder and replace a 9-volt.
I don't have a 25, but you get it on a stool.
Cakes, I would.
Okay.
I would. Yeah, yeah.
A stool. Don't need a ladder.
Well, I make her go up the ladder when that happens in our bedroom. I don't do it. I mean, bring the ladder upstairs.
Trust
but
me,
she's
I
going
try
up.
To avoid ladders at all costs. At all costs. But if I need, if something needs a ladder, I'm generally the one doing it in my house.
Mm-hmm. So if by chance you were able to win the Final Four, you wouldn't cut down the nets because you'd have to get on a Warner ladder?
I guess I would do it, but I would be very careful. And I wouldn't go above.
Have you had an accident? Has there been some trauma? Why do you have no faith in ladders?
Because people fall off ladders all the time. All the time. Kill themselves, snap their necks. So I try to avoid ladders at all costs. I just do.
Anyway, you were out sick yesterday. What happened? You look good?
No, I actually was not sick.
I mean, he shaved. He looks fresh.
No. It was not sick. I had an awful night Monday night with my shoulder. It was excruciating pain. I couldn't sleep.
What'd they say on the MRI?
Well, you want me to tell you now or you want the doctor to tell you? I thought you wanted the doctor to say
I don't
it on
know
there.
What you're talking about. Is the doctor scheduled to call in or something?
Well, not today, but he would call in.
Oh, that means, that means you have some news.
You can deliver the news.
I mean, do you guys care?
Yeah.
Drum roll.
I mean,
so you do have a tear. You definitely have a
tear.
How significant is the tear? That's the question.
Diagnose, official diagnosis from Dr. Jeff Berg in Reston. Yeah, I got to poop. You got to poop?
Yeah. Go ahead. I can wait.
Why don't you go poop?
No, I can wait. Like 3 months. Sorry, I'm just telling you.
Hold
about
on.
Stream
the
of
drama.
Consciousness.
Just keep those ratings up.
Bish.
We will take a break and then come back and do it.
Yeah, we should. Take a break. No. Bish has no structural damage in his left shoulder.
Very good.
So what is it?
Impingement.
It's called... Have you ever heard of this? Frozen shoulder.
Yes.
You have heard of frozen shoulder?
I have never heard of it.
Every person I know that has it is a chick,
though.
You
have an Elsa shoulder?
Really? Well, I must be a chick.
I know like 3 chicks that have had frozen shoulder.
I have a frozen shoulder.
That's hilarious.
And a
never
frozen,
heard of that.
I hadn't either. I had no idea what it was. I said, what is that? He goes, this is what it is. A lot of people in their 40s get it.
My shoulder's room temp.
It's basically... It's basically...
I didn't know guys get that. I thought you had to have a vagina.
Maybe I do. I don't know. So it's basically extreme inflammation in my shoulder.
Wow.
In the bursa sac, in the tendons.
Your bursa sac's very angry.
Very angry.
You have a frozen shoulder.
And but let me tell you something. But it's good news, by the way.
Yeah.
Because you don't need surgery. Now, surgery's not imminent, but it's not ruled out either.
Right. Because they can do surgery for frozen
they can
shoulder.
Do, they can
what do
surgery.
They do, put a hair dryer to heat it up. Yeah. Call Bryce Harper. He loves doing 2 hair dryers.
Hey, they can do surgery on women on their shoulders. But let me just tell you something. He prescribed a pain med, and I looked it up today. Yeah. Right.
It's called, don't become part of the opioid crisis over there.
Yeah, right.
It's careful.
Called, hold on. Where is it? It's called Tramadol.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Tramadol. I can see why Philip Seymour Hoffman loved him so much.
Oh, really?
Did you
Tramadol,
feel silly?
Tramadol was so awesome last night.
Frozen silly. God, this song's a smash.
Valdez,
wait,
Tramadol is unbelievable. I will become addicted to Tramadol.
What's the treatment for this? Like, how does it get better?
It's anti-inflammatory. It's PT. And if that doesn't work, then they go in, they scope it, and it's a lot of scar tissue.
Clean it up.
They clean it out.
But weren't you doing this kind of stuff beforehand?
I wasn't taking anti-inflammatories. I was just doing PT.
How long did they say it's going to take to get back to normal?
They said it could take
to get unfrozen.
They said it could take 6 months. They said it could take 18 to 24 months.
How much golf is in your immediate future?
I don't think I can play golf this summer.
Really?
I mean, unless it just gets better, you know, quicker than they expect.
You won't sell your clubs and make a quick profit and
not
then
yet.
buy some more, like
not
in
yet.
A year?
No, because I'm going to end up, if it's not better by the fall, I'm just going to have surgery on it. But here's the deal.
Mm.
So here's the point of the story is, Tramadol is amazing.
It's a wonder drug.
I felt like I was flying last night.
So it's just a full-on painkiller?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
This article says, Tramadol, the most dangerous drug in the world.
I can see why.
Is that true?
I can see why.
Are you dreaming about it? Like, do you get sized?
I can't wait until tonight.
You know,
I can't wait until tonight about 7:30.
Yeah. If I had that feeling, it would scare the poop out of me.
You're not having.
I
like,
wouldn't take it again.
You're not having like happy hour cocktails, and then
I'm
Tramadol.
Taking it again. I'm
Why?
Taking it again tonight. I'm taking it tomorrow.
You,
night.
Will you feel groggy the next day? Like how many hours?
I feel good right now.
I know, but my point is, sometimes when you take, see, you go to bed so early, I guess that you're not affected
night.
In the morning commute.
I watched that dumb Caps game until 10 o'clock.
But I'm saying it makes you feel loopy, right?
Oh, I felt loopy.
So you can't drive after taking the Tramadol.
I guess maybe technically you're not supposed to.
Jason, you're not you're not having cocktails like while you're watching games.
There you
I didn't last night.
Are you washing it down with a vodka chaser?
I didn't last night, but I might tonight.
That's dangerous.
I'll let him do what he
wants
to do.
Oh, well.
And you're probably taking big dosage of it since you're a big lurch.
No, two pills every 6 hours. Dude, I'm telling you, you should take one. It's amazing.
Tramadol?
No, hold on. Isn't it? Are opioids what's in heroin?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, heroin is an opioid.
I wouldn't take it.
As is morphine.
I honestly wouldn't take it because it would scare me. That look how silly you feel right now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right.
Because it's bothering me a little bit right now.
Right.
And it's going to bother me more as the day goes on.
Is there an over-the-counter version of Tramadol?
And I'm going to pop these things tonight right around dinner time, and I'm going to be money. I'm going to
prescribed.
I'm going to feel good.
Doesn't matter that it's prescribed. That would scare me that I hit that size for it.
Hey, but official diagnosis, frozen shoulder.
Look that up. Do males ever get that?
Apparently so.
I'm the only male who's gotten it ever.
I just know like 3 people in there.
I'd never heard of it.
I neither.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My neighbor sent me a text and said, "Hey, we're gonna we want to send our wives on a surprise trip to Atlantis."
Okay.
Can your wife go?
So just a wife trip.
Just a wife trip.
Okay.
I said, "What?
Yeah.
No, that's not happening."
Because that sounds like a pricey.
First of all, she's not going without me.
Right.
But yeah, she's definitely not going with a friend. I'm not spending that kind of cash.
No.
I love her, but I'm not spending that money.
$5,000.
I won't even send her to Nashville, and then I promised her.
All right, so Jason, you weren't here yesterday, and I don't remember why this came up. I think maybe because we were talking his son's 21st birthday, and he's flying to Aruba, and we were talking about how his son's already more cultured than him.
Clearly.
In 21 years, he's visited far more of the world than Cakes in his 47 years.
Yep.
Yep.
And,
which I'm fine with. I don't have one iota of a problem with
we
that.
We got into cool the whole that. Nervous flying issue.
Right.
Cakes actually said he's not as nervous as he used to be. He even dozed off in a recent flight, which he never used to do.
It's rare.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like the opposite. I was like so casual. It's like, let's do the math. When are there actually plane accidents?
Right.
Almost never.
Right. That
they're
day.
Publicized when there are thousands and thousands and thousands of
flights. Well, they happen all the time in Russia.
Day.
They just don't happen here.
Right.
But the
Russia
Southwest
Africa.
Thing
Africa,
definitely
yeah.
would get you nervous.
Well, I mean, when you hear stories like that, I wouldn't classify myself as a nervous flyer. I don't love it. Or maybe a little anxious on the takeoff. But once I get up to cruising, I'm fine. I don't like to fly just because it's boring and it's uncomfortable for me.
Right. But it's time consuming.
But I wouldn't call myself a fearful flyer. But when you hear stories like this.
Oh, you would have been fearful if you are in Southwest, was it 1380?
Yeah, I mean, that's.
From New York to Dallas.
That's just
you would have
awful.
Been nervous.
But your butt's iced that you have that pilot. Female fighter pilot.
She's an American hero. She should be lauded for getting that bird safely
so
down
at 32,000 feet, cruising altitude. An engine blows, correct?
Engine explodes.
Now, the shrapnel from the engine hit the window and broke the window. Is that how that
correct.
Window cracked?
Yep.
And then the woman who was sitting on the window, she was halfway out the window. She got sucked out.
Yes.
But they were able to pull her back in, although it took a couple minutes.
Yeah, passengers pulled the woman who later died back into the plane as she was being sucked out.
Right.
Could you imagine?
And those windows, by the way, they're not very big.
No.
But and I'm guessing force, this woman was probably just an average-sized woman, but smaller, 5'6".
But, I mean, the force of that, when that window breaks, of everything just getting sucked out of that one little spot in the plane, I don't think it matters at that point how big or small you are. Like, you're going towards that window.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
well,
did she have a seatbelt on?
What
I don't
killed
know.
Her? Was it the air pressure? Was
I
it,
don't know.
I don't think you can breathe up there.
No,
you probably can't.
I haven't seen confirmed reports that the person that was being sucked out is the one that I saw. The person that died suffered a heart attack.
That was the early
maybe
report.
Maybe a different person.
No, it's the same person.
Definitely the same person.
Yeah, they confirmed it was shrapnel.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
So
they
she
said
was hit
the shrapnel
in the head?
Killed her. Yeah, 99% sure that's what happened. She was hit by the exploding engine.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Because she had the window seat.
But I mean, think about it, Drew. That window is about the size of my computer screen.
Oh, it's tiny. Yeah.
Yeah. How could you fit
how can a body fit through there?
Maybe she was silly.
No, maybe her head.
I mean, she's five.
Like, as soon as that window explodes,
she was an average sized woman.
Yeah. The force that is going out of the plane at that point, she's going to draw whatever's closest to that hole out, and that's her head. Her head and her upper body. So once, even though it's small, I mean that force, it's like a giant vacuum cleaner just sucking her head and
no,
her upper
I get
body.
It obviously
just
happened.
Awful.
It's just hard to believe.
Well, I'll never sit next to a window again. Bank on that. I don't like to anyway because you're trapped. You know, and it's hard. Like if you got to go pee, it's
yeah. I'm an aisle guy.
I'm an aisle guy anyway.
Like the aisle.
I actually usually like the window because I can put my head on the
exactly.
side.
Exactly, it's more comfortable. But I will sacrifice comfort. You know, to not get sucked out the window.
Yeah, but how many times has this happened? Again,
well, I can think of
the
two.
Odds are like 0.0001.
Odds are irrelevant to people that worry. Odds me are mean.
Right,
you know, because yeah, people worry a greater chance to win the Powerball.
Yeah, I don't enter that.
Yeah,
either.
Well, people who
I do,
and people who worry think it's going to happen to them every time they get on a plane.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think it could. Yeah, right. But that's all it takes.
There's always that slight possibility.
The could.
I take a little bit of a different approach to it. I think, you know, it's an awful tragedy this woman died, right?
Right. But you're glad that happened to her, not because it won't happen to you?
No.
That theory?
Look how many survived.
It could have been way worse, right? The engine explodes on an airliner, and the only person that died was the one that was hit by
it. Oh, it's a miracle.
Right? These planes are so advanced, and they're so computerized, it's nearly impossible to crash them.
Well, also, the pilot...
Pilot was
56.
Silly. Yeah, of course.
She used to land planes on boats flying 150 miles an hour.
She's the female Sully.
Fatality in 9 years for a U.S. airline?
I know. It's pretty great.
I mean, it's pretty very rare.
No, of course it is. But it still just scares the poop out of you. You don't think about that? I drive over a bridge, and I know it's a one-outer, but I think, if there's an earthquake right now, this is going to be our thing.
An earthquake?
You don't think that?
In Maryland or Virginia?
Well, anything. You know, anything. Or like I think about the Minnesota bridge collapse when I'm on. I think of
You think
the
of
worst things that have ever happened all the time.
So I don't get
24 hours a day. That's how I'm wired.
You're just manic.
I just think that way all the time.
I couldn't live that way.
But you're more likely to die crossing the street today.
Yeah, I think about that too. When I cross the street, I think about don't get hit by a car.
Of course.
You don't think that? It's terrifying.
It's been drilled in your head.
I mean, you know what crossing the street is? Terrifying.
I think you're more
left and right.
No, I think it's beyond that.
I think
he's more likely to die crossing the street with Tom Cruise and Will Ferrell driving the car. It's way greater than just dying and walking across the street. The odds are way beyond that.
Of getting sucked out of an airplane.
Yeah,
you get hit across the street. That happens all the time.
Exactly.
I've hit two pedestrians.
The odds are crazy.
I personally hit two pedestrians. It's happened.
And that was in the era of really before distracted drivers. You were the original distracted driver.
No. I hit both people, but it was just one of those deals where you look left, look right.
Yeah.
You look left, and then you turn right again, and out of nowhere, a person appears.
Right. He's an apparition.
Yeah. A person just appeared.
I love the fact that when that happened at Fairfax, that you just drove off.
I did.
And then you regretted it.
This is a true story.
Didn't the guy
This is a legit
finger?
True story. I hit and ran a guy. He literally climbed up my window. I drove off and I said, well, that's hit and run. Turned around and I said, are you? Because he walked away. I said, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Oh, wait a second. Can you
and
just
he flipped me the bird.
You just said he climbed up your window.
Stand
so
on,
you hit him and he actually.
Are you okay?
Went up.
You hit him
because he tried to jump up.
I thought you just touched a guy.
No. This guy. It was like a deer hitting my
windshield. Was it coming out of the parking lot?
I was turning left out of like 7-Eleven. It was one of those blind spot deals. You look right, you look left. And you know how this never makes sense to me. If you're at a light and you get the green light, the pedestrians on the corner will get the walk sign. So like if I'm going to turn right, the pedestrians that are waiting for the white thing to say walk, at the same time I get a green, they get a walk. And you just have to constantly be aware of it. But, you know, it's happened to me twice before in my lifetime of driving.
You gotta look at that signal.
Well, I mean, look at the walking signal. Yeah. I don't look at the walking signal. I look for people.
Oh, you have to look at the cross
light. You got to know that if the other cross light is red, then that traffic coming on across to them is red. So that's the only time they can walk across.
I understand, except maybe we should all wait a little
Frogger.
Bit. Maybe we should all wait a little bit because you do end up playing Frogger.
That's why I always cross in the crosswalk, Ricky.
No, but I hit the guy. He climbed up my windshield, started screaming, yelling at me, jumped off.
Right, and flipped you the bird.
And I knew he was dead or he was walking around. And then I was like, well, I still can't do it. I got to stop. So I turned around and I said, are you okay? And he flipped me the bird and kept walking.
Right.
So that was like, all right.
And he didn't take down your license plate.
No, I said, we're fine.
That's it, baby.
It was dark. Yeah, it was a little bit of a contributing factor.
Right.
Was that a night show? Were you doing a night show?
I was either doing a night show or doing the mornings. And whatever it was, it was dark. I went to 7-Eleven. No, because it was dark.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea.
So you won't fly
a window
seat anymore?
No.
Southwest probably gets a hit, too.
Yeah, they have such a good track record.
They do, but they also said that particular engine that blew up that are on a ton of the Southwest planes.
Right, but they said that thing's had like 240 million miles, engine.
I know.
So you do have to just chalk it up as a one-hour.
But some people go, I'm never flying that airline again. They do.
I know,
they
some
will
people
say that.
Will. But you have to chalk it up in all seriousness to just
bad
it's
luck.
Your time.
It was bad luck.
Yep. It's just your time. Why are you laughing, Valdez?
It's your time.
It is.
Well, there's nothing you
when
can
something
do.
Like that happens.
When you get sucked out of an airplane, you literally did nothing wrong. You had nothing. A lot of times I think you do something wrong.
Your car just got pulled.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
It's like the woman who died behind the Armoire in Florida.
Yep. It's much like that.
She might have cost her.
She was just trying to unplug something.
Yeah, but that's just a donk move.
To get stuck.
If you get stuck between your armoire and the wall and you
die. I
don't
even know how it's physically possible, but.
Yeah. Must have been a big-ass heavy armoire.
Joining us right now, as he does every week, is Mike Rizzo, president of baseball operations and general manager of the Washington Nationals for our In the Clubhouse segment with Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, unexpectedly different. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Well. I got a question for you, Mike. So you guys, you know, you settled, rallied a little bit, 500. It's all good. But I have a question for you. And you're always optimistic. I know this. But a couple games ago, we'd won, I think, 3 out of 11.
It's 6-1 in the 8th.
6-1 in the 8th. It's looking bleak, right? You're playing a team that's kind of running away with the division. And again, it's early. It feels silly to say that. But you're a situation where this is how my mind works, Mike. All right, we're 6 back here. If we lose this one looks like a loser. I think the win probability was 99%. So then we're 7. We're looking at, if we lose a series, because I'm playing well, we're looking at 9 back in middle of April. Did you ever allow that to enter your mind?
Well, when you you're 6-1 the eighth, we've never in the history of the Nationals came back from a 6-1 in the eighth deficit before. So yeah, I mean you're thinking about tomorrow and you're hoping to string a few things together. Anything can happen in the game, but I just disagree with the original premise. You know, April baseball. It's a big series. For April baseball, that's how I look at it. It's a big city, a big series for April, as big as it gets in April. But it's April, and we play these guys 16 more times throughout the season. We haven't begun to gel with some of the new players. We have the new bench, we have the new coaching staff, we have the new manager. And don't forget, you've got three of your best players that aren't in the lineup. So you're scratching together a lineup with Moses Sierra hitting fifth, and Michael Taylor, and Defoe, and Severino, and the pitcher. That's your final five hitters in the lineup. And hey, we're trying to get our footing here. We're trying to play good baseball. We're trying to scratch out some runs, allow our great pitching and our great bullpen to keep us in games, and our big boys to carry us. And you know, Harp has carried us along with Howie Kendrick in the early going, and we're just trying to scratch together some victories till we get our real lineup in there. So that's my thought process, you know, in that game, and it was a great comeback to just stay in the game and to play as hard as they did, down 6-1, and it's been brutal weather everywhere we played.
Except
for about two games that we played. I mean, everywhere in baseball, we're not. Excuse making here, but it's terrible conditions to play the game of baseball in. And these guys, to their credit, they didn't give up, down 6-1 in the eighth against a good bullpen of the Mets. And we grinded out some really, really good at bats, allowed their pitchers to open the door and let us in the game by walking guys and hitting guys. But don't forget, we got some big base hits in that thing. Harp got, drove in two, Defoe with a huge hit. Reynolds with a great at bat, Severino with a big hit. So there were some big hits from some unlikely characters there, some great at bats. We grinded them down. We won a game that we probably shouldn't have. We've lost a couple of games that we probably should shouldn't have lost. So they all even out, and we're just, like I said, we're just trying to grind away and play some good baseball. And last night, I think, was probably the cleanest, best baseball game that we've played so far this season, and a really brutal night to play, man. It had to be in the 20s. Those guys were wearing sweatshirts and gloves and hats and earmuffs on the field, and we're trying to play a baseball game. And we played a good, clean game, and we're hoping that continues.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the fans aren't going to cry for the players because they're making so much money. But, Anthony Rizzo talked about it yesterday for the Cubs. It's just got to be brutal to play. And, when I just go watch my daughters play softball, And they're playing seven-inning games, and they're like an hour and a half. You know, I'm thinking, oh, my God, these girls are just miserable. And I can't think of a year, and I could be totally wrong on this, where so many games were impacted by weather. I understand that the season started a little bit earlier, Mike, with the March 29th. Mm-hmm. But can you remember a year where so many games have been canceled or postponed or delayed or were impacted by snow? I mean, it seems like there's three or four a night. It's crazy.
It really is. There's a lot of teams that have canceled a lot of games. We haven't, knock on wood, and we're lucky about that, because these games will pile up, and you've got to make them up. And I think the Cubs and several other teams have lost four, five, and six games of the season already, which are going to have to be made up later in the year, which means, you know, eliminating us days off or playing doubleheaders right. and grinding away, you know, in the heat. So, yeah, it's been – I really can't remember such a start weather-wise. And you're right. Nobody should feel sorry for the players, but it's just difficult to play. I think that because of the weather conditions, you're seeing these tweaks and to hamstrings and sore arms and stuff, because this game wasn't meant to play in 26 degree weather with wind chills. And you could see that you could see the quality of play and the amount of injuries, possibly because of it.
Mike, you mentioned Howie Kendrick earlier. He's been huge for the Nats early in the season, batting 300, leading the Nats in hits. And he's really a story of a guy that, you know, doesn't have to go to a Florida, LSU, or Stanford, you know, to be seen and to be discovered. He went to St. John's River State Community College. He's been in the league for 12 years. Talk about, you know, what he brings to the club and how big he's been for you early.
Well, you know, he was a guy that we identified early on in the process as one of the most important signings that we could have this offseason, because his skill set fit what we were trying to do so perfectly. You know, the guy can, you know, great second baseman, been a great second baseman for years. That's his primary position, but can play first, can play third, play left and play right very, very well. The one thing he could do is he can hit. He's one of the best hitters as far as position, being positioned to hit, using the entire field. Knowing the opposing pitcher and how to do things. Last night's a prime example. We get Trey a leadoff double. It leads the game off with a double. He takes an inside pitch, inside out, to ground ball to second base. Almost went through, but he moves the run over to third. You know, and that's how you play the small man's game and manufacture runs. He's a prototypical professional hitter and player, and in the clubhouse, he's really turned into, you know, one of the team leaders. He's a guy who, when he speaks, which isn't very often, you know, people listen, and he's just a gem to have on the team. Now, you know, we brought him in here to be a bench player and play 3-4 times a week, and you know, he's a guy saying to himself, he goes, wow. You know, I didn't sign up to play this everyday stuff, and he's really embraced and enjoying it, and what a great start he's had to the season, and really one of the guys that's carried us through the first portion of the season.
And Trey's starting to get hot. Looks like he's had, I don't know, 4 or 5 hits the last couple games, 3 hits last night. Eaton out, he's got to be on base.
There's no question. When he's on base, you can see we're a different team. We have a different energy. The pitcher's focus is split with him on base, and he's always a threat. And you know, he's in scoring position at first base, and a guy that creates havoc. So yeah, he's putting together some good at bats, starting to get a feel for it, and as are a couple of other regulars, and we're you know, looking forward to getting some of our starters back and putting together a lineup. You know, it's hard to really look at what you've got when three of your best hitters that haven't played, and you know, it really shortens the lineup up. And these young guys and these bench players are really stepping up and contributing like they have in the past. But it's really difficult when in the long haul when you're playing, you know, short, and Davies Martinez has done a magnificent job of managing a really, really short bench. You know, there were some games there where we were playing, we had 22 man bench where several guys were not on the DL, but were unavailable. Like Anthony, you know, he's not on the disabled list, but he's unable to play. We're just trying to grind it out and see if he can, we could get him back before we put him on the disabled list. So Davey's done a great job. The coaches have been optimistic and upbeat. We keep reminding these guys how good they are, and once we get our synergy and our energy together, we're gonna make a run here. So again, these are important games, but they are important April games, and we're looking forward to the long marathon that is the Major League season.
So you guys were obviously solid at your first four spots in the rotation. Wanted to ask you about the fifth because A.J. Cole started there and he gave up the 10 runs in that first start. Was pretty good in the second start. And then you brought in Hellickson. And by the way, to ask Hellickson to come in there on a cold night in New York where you kind of had to win against one of the best pitchers in the National League. He wasn't great, but he kept you in it. And then, of course, you moved Cole to the pen, and he wasn't great out of the pen either. So what are your feelings about Cole versus Hellickson there? Is this Hellickson's spot now for foreseeable future? What are you feeling on that fifth spot?
Well, the move for Hellickson and Cole was for a couple of reasons. Cole gives us a long man in the bullpen who could pitch 2, 3, 4 innings for us, which we didn't have before, which we felt we needed, especially early on in this season. As these games, we played several extra inning games, and the bullpen was fairly depleted. So that moving Cole to the bullpen helps us there, gives us a little bit more depth at the starting pitching because Cole can return back to the rotation. Hellickson, you're absolutely right. It's a great observation. We summoned for Jeremy Hellickson, who's pitched often in the National League East, pitched in Citibank before. Knows the lineup and the characters, but that's no easy task. You go in there, you play a hot New York Mets team that just walked off a team the night before, and they're coming in smoking hot and playing on hitting on all cylinders. And you ask a guy who hasn't pitched competitively in the minor leagues this year yet to go out and throw some cold water on him. And you're right, he gave us everything he had. We were expecting him to go 70 pitches or so, and he gave us that, gave us a chance to win the baseball game, kept us in the game, and then allowed our bullpen to take over. So he did a great job for us. He's a veteran pitcher. He's been through the wars before. He's only 30 years old. We think he's going to get better. His velocity touched 91 in that game. We think that, he's going to get opportunities to start for us. We haven't closed the book on A.J. Cole. He's still stretched out enough to start if we have to, and we've got Eric Fetty down in the minor leagues that's throwing extremely well for us down there also. So we think that we certainly have the talent in the fifth spot, and we think we have enough there to get us through this thing. And like I said, you're going to need more than five starters. I know that the season,
no doubt.
Mike, it's time for the Burke and Herbert Bank fan question of the week. Monday night, Bryce crushed a broken bat homer over the right field fence. Did you think that was even possible? Have you witnessed it before? That's from our friend Brett in Raleigh.
Well, Brett, no, I did not think it was possible, and no, I've never seen it before. And he hit a 406, and the bat. He only had the handle of the bat in his hand after the swing. And it was a cold night, and the ball wasn't traveling. It was a remarkable feat, shows just how the brute strength that Bryce Harper has, and the bat speed and head speed that he creates when he swings. So, and it was against a pretty damn good pitcher in DeGrom. So, that was a first for me. It was remarable, and something that will be in my memory banks for a long time.
There's no way for you to answer this because I know. There's no way for you to answer it, but when he does things like that and he's getting off to the start like this, doesn't somebody just go to the management people, you and the learners, and go, listen, whatever happens, we got to keep this guy. I mean, this is just unreal.
Well, he's been unreal since the day we signed the guy, so
nothing's changed. I know. That's why you can't answer
it. Hey, Mike, real quick, before I let you go, Victor Robles, not as serious as we thought, right, with the elbow?
Yeah, no surgery. As at this point, there's no surgery involved, which takes this the rehab from we'll be talking about it. We would be talking about it in months to weeks, which is good. Optimistic that he'll play baseball again this season, which would be great for him, for his development and his improvement, and it allows him to rehab as a baseball player instead of a rehab player in the off season, which is important to get him on track for next year. So, yeah, that was good news. There's still a lot of swelling in there, and we're not trying to skate the question that it was. This was a you know, this was a bad injury, but it could have been worse, and it could have been a lot longer of a rehab. So we kind of a little bit of dodged the bullet, but he's still going to be out for an extended period, which, you know, it kind of stinks for him because it hurts his development time. And it's a guy that, you know, with Eaton down and now Goodwin down.
You could use him.
We could use him, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, one last little tidbit. Did you happen to see, you know, talked about Bryce Harper's home run. Did you happen to see the video of his two hair dryer technique?
No, I try and not watch that stuff. You know?
Mike.
You know, I just don't like to watch that stuff. But hey,
Whatever works.
It's a living, I guess, right?
Yeah, right. Whatever works for him.
He loves his hair.
All right,
man.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
Yep. Okay, we'll do.
His brother's the guy that shot the video, right?
I think so.
Brother.
Here's
he
got bitter.
By the way, he'll be in.
Did Bryce get bitter?
Right at the end of the video, when he realized he's being caught, he says something like, "Dude!"
Right. But isn't it a whole bit to sell like
hair products?
It was a
viral bit.
So it was fake.
It was fake.
All right, so here's the question. Do you guys agree with what I was saying to Mike? Like, in any other normal place of business, let's say like in radio, like in a, the show's just killing, and then they're like really killing. You know someone in management goes,
radio,
like, because they're thinking, we're probably not going to be able to afford him. Are we sure here that we're going to move on? Because this guy is, do you think anyone has had that conversation with what Bryce has done so far in the first 6 weeks? Like, has anyone gone
to the learners? By the way, isn't it ironic that in his contract year, he's putting up eight bombs. He's first in almost every power category.
Right.
I don't know if it's ironic.
I know guys play, you know, tend to play better in their contract year, but it doesn't happen all the time.
He's doing it in garbage weather, too.
Yeah.
Wait till it gets warm.
I mean, maybe it is really, it just shows when their balls are on the line, they step it up an extra level. Because I feel like they always try.
I just think he's that good.
But do you think Mike has ever gone to Mark Lerner and said, hey, listen, just, you know, we got to really think about keeping this. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Of course. Probably many times.
Do you think he said that? Because, like, this hot start just makes you say that, right?
He probably wants to bring him back.
Great.
He probably already knows the future.
I know.
He already knows.
Can this change things? If he hits 60 bombs.
No, because I think the better he plays, the worse it is for the Nets. Because more teams are going to be in play. Yep. They're going to be willing to pay.
So he has to actually play poopy
today. Well, I don't know poopy, but.
Time to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Just so much sports today. Got to it late. I apologize. I know Jason's crestfallen.
He is.
But it's a great story. I mean, it's brutal. JP will mock it because what do I care? But it's just. I mean, it is brutal. But after apparently initially forgiving Tristan Thompson Kardashian, Khloe.
She's out. Is she out?
Has had a breakdown, apparently, after reports surface that Tristan Thompson has a thotterage of around 20 Instagram models across the country.
I've never heard of that.
Does anybody doubt the veracity and validity of the story?
We knew that. He had a girl in every city.
Different woman in every city.
Not surprised.
I know comedians that have a girl in every city.
You know Tristan Thompson's...
Right.
Hang around LeBron. I mean, of course. Girls are flocking.
I know I missed the beginning. I love the headline of that story.
The thotterage.
Yeah, of course.
I saw that last night and sent it over.
I don't know how Valdez hadn't thought of that before.
I should have trademarked that.
Now they're saying Khloe hasn't spoken to Tristan for several days because she's still furious after finding out he repeatedly cheated on her, embarrassed her in the process. The mom, Chris, this is what's so interesting to me, has been by her side, and that's what any good mother should be, right? And just encouraged her to move on, you know, 20 times. That's a bit much. You might want to forgive a guy once, but 20 times.
She's been through that routine, by the way, many times with each of the daughters.
Yeah, right. They're all disaster. But here's what's so irritating about the Kardashians. She's encouraging her to move on and find a higher profile man to be with. Like, why,
why
is
would
the
she want that?
Profile... What's important?
Because that's all they care
Wouldn't
about.
Wouldn't it be the integrity of the person?
No. She wants more eyeballs for whatever the stupid name of the show
even
is.
Even though he's tagged 20 Keeping chicks on up. The side, the problem is that he's not high profile enough for her.
I'm still waiting for Jason to walk out anytime there's a story about Kim Kardashian.
Too lazy.
You'd be walking out every single day.
I didn't mention Kim Kardashian once there, Kim.
Yeah, but she's part of the Kardashian clan.
You didn't say a Kardashian
I've
story.
Given up on it. Because that's all he cares about.
Listen.
He and Valdez, that's all I care about
I
is Kardashian.
Pick the stories. That mass Valdez comes there and gives me only the same ones.
You're kind of interested in
I actually
one.
Sent that story. story last night. Yeah. He printed it out.
Yeah. I guarantee you there's a sex teacher scandal in that stack.
There is.
That story came from one of my favorite websites, Black Sports Online, which is fantastic.
Here's the thing. I kind of have a problem with this story. So this is a teacher in Georgia that is in jail for sexual assault. She's 23,
okay,
but
yeah.
The high school student was 19.
Why is that breaking the law?
I know there are boundaries, and there shouldn't be. But he's 19.
There are ethical issues, but he's an adult.
I think she should lose her job. I don't think she should be behind bars for sexual assault.
Is he a college student?
No, it was at a high school. Must have been a donk.
Yeah, he's left behind.
He's way behind.
Might have been a little slow.
Most people are out of high school at 18. Some
he's
out
19.
Of 17.
He might have been a little slow.
Yeah, but he's 19.
I agree.
He could be going for a half day, then vocational school the other half. Yeah.
All right, right, you know what? You know what I need to see? Yeah. See the picture.
Of the guy?
Nope.
No. Of
the girl?
Not
the guy.
Well, I need to see if he was slow.
Let me see.
I want to see the girl.
Cakes, it's kind of a bit now where I put a...
Of course it is.
Teacher sex scandal in the EP every day.
No, I mean, where do you find them? Your whole life is a bit. Everything you do is bit related.
True.
You come in here dressed as a master's caddy. I mean, what are you doing?
I don't understand. What's the crime?
I don't know.
They said sexual assault.
Maybe in the state of Georgia.
Maybe there actually was a sexual assault. Somebody wasn't a willing participant.
So hold on. So is that the guy?
I think so. Or,
no,
that's
think
probably
that's,
her husband.
I think that's her husband.
Or her boyfriend. Oh. Or her cuck.
She's the cuck.
You beat me to it, Cakes.
Yeah, it's one
you
of those things.
You've definitely Googled that term.
I've seen it before, and it's hurting. It's a hurting.
Is there a way we can weave in dancing bears in this conversation?
Well, I can only
just
hope.
Did.
Yeah.
Can only hope so.
You know what? It's kind of cute.
Right?
Yeah.
I would say 75% of them are definitely cute-ish.
Well, that's the only one that he puts in there. They're a big fat pig.
Well, he's put a few pigs.
I've put pigs in.
He's put a few pigs, but usually they don't.
I don't discriminate.
Yeah, usually they're fairly cute. You kind of get it. I have a problem with putting a teacher in jail for having sex with a 19-year-old student.
I think it's because I guess in that state
they have a
sexual assault against a person in custody, meaning someone she had authority over.
I know. Listen, it's inappropriate. There's no question about it. And I'd be pissed if I was the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I also fist pump. I don't know. Man. It's a
tough one. Why don't you tell me what it was like?
All right. Danielle Bregoli, Jason. Oh. She's back in the news.
Lucky us.
Cash me outside.
You can see more of her.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Cash me outside.
She is coming to College Park. I don't know why you're snoozing. Or she's already been there.
Can you get her in studio?
She might be too famous.
Can you try? We have Magic Johnson in studio.
She might be more famous than Magic.
Please. If that Cal Ripken in studio, we've had Magic Johnson in studio, you can get her in studio.
That screams the summer dress invitation party.
You're not playing. I know you're playing like what you think is your favorite song. Can you play the song I like?
Well, what's the story?
The story is not only is she going to make like $1 million on her tour. We did that a couple weeks ago. This song's fire. She.
This is an awful song.
I just love this song. She is getting her own reality show. Is anyone surprised?
No.
Are you going to watch?
This country is so dumb.
She has two.
You're right on that.
So I'm not surprised.
Two Billboard Hot 100 singles.
It's the worst.
Like it tells me Billboard is trash.
Has jumped the shark?
Yes.
Yes. It's the worst 100 list in the world.
Filming.
What, is that an opinion list or is it by record sales?
By sales.
Yeah, so it's not. Yeah, it's not a crap list.
Is what it is.
Facts.
Yeah, exactly.
She will be at the Milk Boy Art House, formerly known as the Cellar, on May 8th.
She's coming to town.
Are you gonna watch it?
What?
The reality show.
If you texted me, I would actually. Listen, I think she's a piece of human garbage. But of course. But I would watch it maybe out of curiosity for a minute to see what it was doing.
You won't go to the concert.
How about that?
Cash me outside.
No, but I would pay Valdez an extra bonus if you could get her in studio.
Who speaks that way? Play that again.
Yeah.
Here's who.
Hillbillies.
White trash from Florida.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I bet you. I wouldn't be surprised if Valdez had a niece or like a cousin that spoke that way.
It reminds me a lot of girls from Glen Burnie.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Valdez knows girls like that.
By the way, to interrupt your entertainment page for a moment, should mention, coming up on Grant and Danny, they got a big announcement at 12:30 today, Nats related. So stay tuned.
Nats related, big announcement.
Big announcement, Nats related at 12:30.
I'm just going to, because I don't know anything. Do they already have like a weekly guest that they have announced?
That's not the announcement. I'll just let you know that.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
All right. Do they have one, though?
I think so. But I'm not sure.
No, we're terrible.
Last year, they did like the every other week Scherzer bit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I wonder if...
haven't caught on.
Brett, our guy over at Sup Dogs, our former producer. Best producer we ever had.
Thanks, CB.
By far.
He
even better than Jason Veazey.
I love JV, too.
Or Cosgrove?
Cosgrove, eh.
Can't be better than Reed.
Cameron. Reed?
Remember what Cosgrove's move was?
Cameron. Driving back and forth from New York to Atlanta.
No, that was Reed.
No, this is what he would do. He would press the buttons, the on-air mic buttons, and go.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Do you remember that?
I've forgotten that.
Yeah. You don't remember
that's
that?
That's like a very passive-aggressive move. Like, F you
Mike
guys.
Phones
you?
Like,
no, yeah. I understand, but...
The floor is yours.
I don't that's remember
kinda
that
like,
at
that's
all.
That's kind of like a hostile, like, they're giving it to you guys, I guess. That's that's how I interpret that. Like, I don't know.
Someone's texting in.
What about
punch
the Queensryche guy? I know he wasn't our producer.
Oh, Mike Sprouse?
Oh, I know what his move was. His move was after the show.
Yeah, I do know.
Or before the show. I don't even want to.
He did some of his best work after the show.
Hey, now's your chance to bring up Dancing Bear.
Yeah, he's probably Googled Dancing Bear. What, dummy? What?
Someone wants to punch you in the face every time you talk about Catch Me Outside.
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Well, I'm sorry. Change the station. That's fine.
I think you were the. It's your fault, though. You were the
you
first person on
did
the
I
show.
Introduce you?
To introduce.
Did I introduce
you? Yes. Like, you probably saw her on Ellen or something.
You saw Dr. Phil.
No,
you
I said, think I saw it on Dr. Phil.
You've seen this chick on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
It's all your fault, actually.
Yeah. All right. I blame myself, then.
Listen. But
Fruit of the Poisonous Tree started with you.
Brett was big into underbutt, right?
Underbutt.
And he first.
Hot.
It, you know, let us know about the underbutt phenomenon.
It's all the rage.
I wonder if Brett is on the new phenomenon, upside down cleavage.
Hmm.
This apparently is the bit. Now, this is, this is like much like underbutt. This has got to be a young girl's game, right? For sure. You know, probably in your, let's be honest, early 20s.
Hey, thanks guys for wearing all your Sup Dogs hoodies on the same day.
Yeah, right.
I appreciate
what, we got
it.
Three of them going today?
Well, was that a bit too?
No.
What?
That they all wore it the same day?
No.
Yo, my
is super comfortable.
My next random batch of hoodies, they're going to be cut in half to show the underboob.
Right.
So explain the upside down.
Upside down cleavage is, so, you know, normal cleavage you show, you see a lot of boob up here. Upside down, you see the under cleavage.
Underboob.
The underboob.
Oh, okay.
And apparently this is the new bit. Like, you know, your daughter probably will go to high school like that.
I mean, seriously. You have a daughter, too, that's in high school.
My daughter wears the shortest shorts. I mean, they're just ridiculous.
I don't know. I get bitter.
I mean, I'm like, what are you wearing?
It's well, insane. I mean, when we were growing up, pockets were not longer than the actual shorts.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, the pockets are longer than the shorts
now. It's ridiculous. My 8-year-old has shorts like that almost. I mean, it's crazy. So anyway, I don't know. Have you seen? Do you think they're wearing this in the Broad Run, wherever your school is out by you?
What's it's not Broad Run, Briarwoods.
Briarwoods.
Probably not that bad.
But they allow that.
No.
If somebody showed up to school wearing this,
That looks like a silly Abercrombie and Fitch model.
Well, the model is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
not real life.
There's no way you could wear that anywhere in a school, Ricky.
I don't know. The kids wear, like JP says, literally the pockets.
No,
that's all they're wearing.
And there's a certain girl that can pull that off.
Right.
I'm going to say 90%.
You mean like this girl?
Right. Yeah.
Like, I think you basically have to have fake boobs to pull that off.
Yeah, you can't have the sag.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw this
I'm
yesterday.
Stay away
actually,
from that.
The shirt, by the way, says Fabulous AF, and you can figure out what the AF stands for. It's not Abercrombie and Fitch.
No. So we all are proud owners of Buttcoin. Right?
I'm not proud. I'm regretful.
Right.
I'm remorseful.
Before we all go into our portfolios and say how much we've lost, I think some of us also have also bought some of the alternate coins like JP,
Ethereum.
I think that's Litecoin.
I've got Ethereum and Litecoin.
I've got Ethereum. I also Bitcoin. I also have Verge. Right?
Never heard of Verge.
Okay, and it's been a dud. Okay, it went up. Of course, it went up. I got it, and then crashing down.
Yeah, right. There were pros.
They just announced yesterday that Pornhub is now accepting Verge as currency.
Did the price go up
for a few seconds? But I'm hoping this is the catalyst that we need for the rocket ship to the moon.
I'd have to hope that most people who are smart enough, I guess, to buy crypto aren't dumb enough to pay for porn.
What did you buy it at?
What are they doing?
Do you remember what you bought Verge at?
Doing that? Yes.
I bought Verge at, I think, 18 cents. I think it's about 7 today.
7 cents.
Yeah, but I mean, I literally have, I think, $300.
It's the Intercept Pharmaceuticals of the crypto game.
Yeah, yeah. Let me look at my Coinbase.
When this takes the rocket ship to the moon, you're going to be bitter.
I don't even need to look. It's flatlined at best.
Oh, it's not bad. I'm only down 58%.
There you go.
Which one? What is it at?
All of them combined.
Yeah.
It's awful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.